Jason Stephens, JASONSTEPHENS 22271. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, sputum production, sore throat. 52-year-old gentleman who comes in today for above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. He had a negative COVID test at home, wants to be tested for flu as well, period. New paragraph, COVID immunizations is up to date. He did have a Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N's procedure done, which caused him a lot of abdominal pain, finally has settled down, and he's doing better with the procedure at this time. The only surgery he's had is also ear surgery. And medical problems, asthma, anxiety, adult ADHD, not taking any medication, allergy, morphine, COVID immunizations up to date, maintenance, colonoscopies up to date. Social, he's married, he doesn't smoke, he does drink at this time, at least 3 or 4 beers a day. His family history, let's see, it says... Dad died of mouth cancer. Mom is still alive. Review of system. Cough, congestion, sore throat, earache. Some nausea, no vomiting. Flu test is negative. Leg pain, arm pain, dizziness, all associated with current issue. He also sees Dr. Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S, and gets testosterone pellets placed, then his level has been checked along with his PSA. That's why we're not doing any testing today as far as his levels or PSA is concerned. Allergy, morphine, I said that on exam. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. His weight's 170, up 4 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 16, 122 pulse, 131 over 77, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, what's going on, focal skin shows no rash. Number 1, flu test negative here. Number 2, COVID test negative at home. Number 3, echocardiogram shows no change from 2022. Next one was sinusitis. Next one was rocephalogram. Next one was Decajar, 8 milligram. Next one was tachycardia. Next one was lymphadenopathy. Next one was ED. Next one was low testosterone. Next one was history of ADHD. Next one was lab work, PSA, and testosterone level per Dr. Stokes. Next one was come back in 3 days, if actually 24 hours, if not any better. Next one was keep an eye on his heart rate. He will do that at home. Next number, finally, the Nissen's procedure has helped his gastroesophageal reflux. Next number, his carotid stenosis shows no changes from before. Next number is if he has any issues or problems or if anything changes, he'll call us right away. Thank you.